The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. What a gorgeous Saturday morning this is. I mean, the last few weekends, I think it was raining, right? This is actually a gorgeous, beautiful day. And the Gate River Run's happening. And so they have this perfect weather for it. It's fantastic.
Beautiful. What do you call this kind of weather?
It's a Chamber of Commerce kind of day.
It is.
Absolutely. Bar none. Yeah. This is a beautiful, beautiful day. And it helps you to be happy and have your spirits uplifted.
Yeah, I'm looking.
It's very nice.
I'm looking forward to my open house today. I'm going to be on a river, and perhaps a manatee will come out today.
Perhaps.
Did you have a good week?
I had a great week.
Yeah. You know what yesterday was, of course?
Friday?
Well, of course it was Friday, but it was a special day. It was International Women's Day.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Girl power.
Of course, in our house,
every day is Women's Day.
Every day is Women's Day.
Not so international, but so locally, yes.
That's right, because you are there, so it's always Women's Day.
Queen of the homestead.
Alan, in your house, what did you celebrate Women's Day, or what's your story?
Oh, well, yeah, you have to. Like Angela said, it's every day is a Woman's Day. I mean, look, I got the wifey living with me.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so.
Her sister.
Oh, boy.
Four female cats, a female dog.
Oh, yeah. You're outnumbered.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you do anything for International Women's Day?
I took her out for lunch yesterday.
All right.
That was nice.
And then you sent her away. So,
yeah, her
or
kids,
you let her go
everybody
away.
Everybody a week. It'll be me and the dogs and the dog and the cats and the snake. But he sleeps a lot. So.
You have a snake?
Boys have a snake, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All he does is sleep. He's worse than a teenager, okay?
That's pretty funny.
All right.
Good old Joe.
Joe the Snake.
All right. Joe the Snake. Well, I'm glad that it's Women's Week every day for you, Angela.
Absolutely. That makes life worth living, doesn't it?
Well, it does. It's wonderful to
One
have you in my life every day.
Oh, aren't you so sweet?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I tell everybody on the radio anyway. But it is that way, as you know, isn't it?
I don't know. It might be Howard is.
Oh, come
Howard
on.
Day
give
day.
Me a break. Hey, we are here in the eighth year with all our listeners, your problem-solving realtors on the radio. Come to you every Saturday morning. It's meant to be a question and answer show about buying and selling. We give news and advice. After all, the more houses that sell, and the sooner that they sell, make it better for our whole community. And we've got an interesting story that I'd like to tell everybody starting out the show. And it's a two-part story. And, you know, we have a lot of realtors listening to the show. And, of course, a lot of buyers and sellers and just people that like to hear stories. So I want to start off talking about one of our listings that happened to close yesterday. And it's about $500,000 home. And, you know, we talk to a lot of customers. We talk to a lot of realtors. And one of the subjects that often comes up is open houses. Are they a waste of time?
No.
Do they sell houses?
Yes.
I see publications that say, oh, open houses are just a waste of time.
No.
You know, last year and the year before, we sold 10 houses at open houses.
Right.
So let me explain what that means. I don't necessarily mean it. Somebody came to the open house and we wrote a contract.
Right.
What I mean by that is that somebody came to the open house. Now, they often had a realtor, but
right.
The realtor was busy, or they were just shopping over the weekend. They saw that we had it advertised. They came to the house. They liked it. And sometimes one of the members of the household came. It may have been the husband. It may have been the wife. and they liked it. And then they called their realtor or they came back with their spouse sometime during the week, and then an offer was made. So the initiation of the offer was as a result of the open house. And then we have some homeowners that say, oh, it's just nosy neighbors that come. So, and what we say to that is, you know what? We want nosy neighbors to come because sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes they know people. And sometimes they want a bigger house. So I want to tell you a story about this particular home. There were some people in this particular neighborhood that were renting. And their lease happened to be up in 6 months. And so they really weren't ready to buy. But they were just taking a walk in their neighborhood. They liked the neighborhood and they wanted to buy in the neighborhood, but they weren't ready to buy. So they were just taking a walk. They happened to see our open house sign and they stopped in about a month and a half ago.
No, longer than that.
Okay, a little bit longer than that. And they stopped in. I was holding the open house and they walked around. And they loved the house. They didn't come with a realtor because they weren't in the market yet. But they absolutely loved it. It was a house that was made really, really well. It was had a gorgeous view in the backyard, had a gorgeous pool, and they fell in love with it. But it was too soon for them to buy. And
because
their lease wasn't up.
Their lease wasn't up, right.
And they never wanted to get into a situation where they had two mortgage payments because they couldn't afford
a rent, a
lease payment. Yeah. So they went away thinking, gosh, I hope that house doesn't sell because they really, really loved it. Well, we have a seller that wants to sell. And we have a couple that loved that house. Well, they thought about it, and they thought about it, and they thought about it. And they came back a few weeks later, and they wondered, is there some way that we could make this work?
So they wouldn't lose the house.
So they didn't lose the house. Right. So we have a seller that wants to sell. We have a buyer that wants to buy, but can't because they can't get out of this particular situation. So we're your problem-solving realtors. So the four of us, meaning the buyer, the seller, the other agent, and us, we put our heads together. And, you know, this is the reason that you get an experienced team on your side, both for the buyer and the seller.
Right.
And we came up with a very, very unusual, interesting way to make everybody happy. And it happened yesterday. Yesterday, there was a closing on this particular house. And you have never seen smiles on everybody's face to see how this thing worked out. I've never heard of a situation like this before. You will never likely hear it. Well, you may hear it again because we're going to tell you the solution because other realtors that are listening may want to use this in the future. Now, you're going to have to wait for page two, the rest of the story, until after the break. So you're going to have to hold on. We're also going to tell you other things as we come back after the break. Some changes to flood insurance that are coming. And we didn't get to something last week, which is a brand new thing that we've never done before that we entitled Flippers That Flop. Some things that flippers have done in houses that we've seen over the years that you just wouldn't believe. We'll be right back.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Hey, whatever. Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here. I guess I should pay attention better.
The light came on. We are back on the air.
Yes, and instead we were just chatting because, you know, I never see Howard and we have so much to talk about.
You never see Howard. That's right. We live together, but you never see me.
Like Siamese twins.
Huh? So I want to recap the beginning of the story, okay. Which was we got a buyer that wants to buy, but his lease isn't up for a few months. And
right.
He can't afford to pay a mortgage as well as rent.
Yes.
Then we got a seller that wants to sell. So how do we put this buyer that loves this house into this house? How do we get the seller to sell this house who wants to sell and make everybody happy?
But
what
wait,
is
the part
the solution?
That you're leaving out that I think is paramount to understanding how this particular solution fit is that the seller needed to close sooner than the buyer could close. Okay, that was part of the gig of getting this offer together. So the buyer was willing to do anything because they couldn't afford the two payments, and the seller needed his money out of the, you know, equity out of the home so that he could finish paying for the house that he's buying because he's building. And so the builder was expecting the next draw.
Okay.
So when you get into that, then you really understand there is a solution. And with people who are experienced realtors who, you know, have done this for a long time, we were able to determine that, you know, needing the money for the house for the last phase, right? They weren't closing on their house. It's just the builder taking his last draw. And so they still needed a place to live. So we went ahead and did the closing, but then the seller remained in the property for 2 months with a post-occupancy agreement. And that allowed everybody to have what they needed. So the seller was able to close on his homestead, get the cash out to give to the builder for his new homestead, and the buyer still had a lease and still had a place to live. He didn't need to move and couldn't get out of that lease early. So the buyer stayed put, the seller stayed put, and then the seller just paid rent to the new owner, which was the buyer. Now it's the new owner. And so that allowed that buyer to have money to cover the lease and the mortgage payments. So it was, you know, probably not as complicated as it sounds, but you have to constantly be looking at what do people need and can we help them get it? And in that process, are we able to stay within guidelines for mortgages and all that? Because this is a heavily regulated industry that we're in.
Yeah, the mortgages, absolutely.
The mortgage industry particularly. So there's a lot of guidelines, and we all have to be within those guidelines. So
yeah, being a realtor is so much more than just showing people houses.
Oh, my goodness,
and listing
yes.
a house and putting it in the multiple listing service.
Yes.
It's so much more than that, and you need an experienced realtor on your side. This was a complicated one to put together, and it worked.
Yes.
And it made everybody very, very happy to allow everybody to do what they needed to do.
Yes.
So
can I tell you another story?
Please.
Okay. So another thing that happened this week, we have customers now who are moving here from Ohio. And originally, they weren't our customers. They had started with a different real estate agent who was shopping for them from far away. And that agent didn't have a lot of experience. And he was allowing them to buy a home that actually didn't suit their needs at all. And, you know, when you're in a different state and you're trusting a professional to help you, guide you, all that, you know, you're putting all your faith in them. And so they were ready to pull the trigger and write an offer on something. In the meantime, a friend of theirs lives here and said, I need you to talk to Angela Walker because she's like my realtor and I think she's amazing and she can really help you. And so when I talked to them, I said, well, let me go look at the house that you're talking about. So when I did, I'm going through the house.
And she called you.
Yeah, she called me.
Right.
I didn't call her. She called me. And it was so cool because I went and looked at the house and I'm pointing out little things that she didn't know about the house, although they had already done a FaceTime app walking through the house with the other person. And so I'm still pointing out things. She said, oh, I love that detail. Didn't know that was there. Oh, I love that. Oh, I love that. And so one of the things was a doggy door out the porch, you know, leading to the yard. And so I said, oh, good, you have dogs. How many dogs do you have? Three. Oh, what kind of dogs are they? Greyhounds. Two of them are greyhounds. I'm like, a greyhound's not fitting through that little door, right? So anyway, we talked about it in the shape of the yard. There's no room for a greyhound. So I think like that realtor didn't ask enough questions, you know, just to know that that yard won't work for those dogs. The dogs, the yard's on a slope. The dogs need, because of their big bone structure and, you know, the way that they're fragile in so many ways, they need to be on even land.
They need to be able to run a little bit. The
and
yard
run a
was
little
too
bit.
Narrow and not deep enough for those dogs.
Yeah, there was only like 3 or 4 feet beyond the pool, and it was on a complete slope, you know, because all those lots were built up because we're so low. And anyway, she appreciated that so much. She said, you're our new realtor. She said, I feel like you're going to take care of me. You're willing to miss a sale so that I get exactly what I need. And I said, all day long and absolutely.
We talk
That's
people out
job.
Of houses more than we talk people into houses.
Well, we just, it's not so much, Howard, of trying to talk people out of a house. It's just ensuring that that house is right for them and asking tons of questions to make sure that that it is. I do not have one customer in 20 years that I've put in a house who has ever said to me, this is the wrong house for me.
Yeah.
Not once. And I have to say, you know, I was in customer service with Blue Cross and Blue Shield. That's who I worked for 12 years before I came to this business. And I really learned about customer service and asking a lot of questions. So I brought that to this job and it's paid off big time.
It is. And by the way, I just made a mistake in one of the things I said when I said we talk people out of the houses more than we talk people into. We never talk people into houses.
Correct.
We show people houses that hopefully fit their needs. And sometimes we go and it doesn't fit their needs.
And sometimes they love a house, but it doesn't fit their needs. And we remind them, this will not fit your needs.
So, well, because we interview buyers to begin with, and we ask tons of questions. And so when we get to a home and they say, I love this house, and then there might be something that I see that I recall that was on their list that they really, really wanted, and this house didn't have. You know, it was on their need list, not their want list. And so I'll just mention, okay, this does seem like a great house for you. It checks lots of boxes. But do you realize, like you told me, you wanted a fireplace and it doesn't have one? So I didn't stop them from buying a house. I just mentioned the things they said they needed. And so that's just, you know, another set of eyes, another bit of experience helping people to find exactly what they're looking for. This to me is so important because it's the most expensive decision they're ever going to make. I mean, I'm not going to live there. I'm not paying that bill. That's not about me. It's always customer focused.
There you go.
Oh, man,
you're
love
on
what
a
I
roll,
do.
Aren't
I
you?
I love what I do.
I thought getting married was the most expensive decision people make.
Yeah, for most people it is.
Oh, okay. Alan, what about you? Is getting married your most expensive decision you've ever made? He's shaking his head no. Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right. Having kids is probably the most expensive decision
yes,
people
that,
make.
Yes, that one I would have to agree
there
with.
There you go.
You know why? Because you probably buy, at a time, one house, but you generally have more children, right? Yeah, you have two,
yeah.
I have three, and so, you know, you're figuring, what, it's at $1 million-something a year now, not a year in their lifetime to raise them, so, you know,
yeah.
That's more money than I'm spending on a house, I assure you.
Yeah, hey, you know what happened this week? You know, spring is coming, right?
Yeah.
Coming, and by the way, we spring forward this week with our clocks tonight at 2 o'clock, but I think in my memory banks, you know, homes get listed every week. I think we set a record this past week.
What?
944 homes got listed.
What?
Have we ever had 944?
No.
So I think that's a new record.
No.
So tell us what happened this week with homes and
yes.
Sales. And
well, 710 offers got accepted. So first of all, this is a busy week. Now, 944 homes, as you said, came on the market this week. That's up 16%. I would say, Howard, our numbers before were in the 800s, and we thought that was high.
Last week was the first 800 of the year.
Yeah, but we had them last year.
Oh, yeah.
All through the year, 800 and something. This is the first time we've hit 900, and we're at 944. It's almost 950. Wow. Okay. 194 of the 994 are already under contract, and 45 of those went under contract on the first day. And 582 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say congratulations.
All right, and it's a great day to move in, isn't it?
Chamber of Commerce kind of weather. Come on.
I love it. This is
why people move to Florida. It's the weather we're having today. It's so exciting, so happy. Don't you find it happy?
Yeah, and interest rates are much lower than expected for this time of year. You know, the prediction was that they'd go up about a point for this year, and actually they have not even started to go up anything close to that. So, in fact, FHA rates, which always lag, they went down a little bit. So they went up just a little bit, didn't they?
Yeah, just a little bit. You know what? Let's talk about that when we come back.
We will.
Okay, I like that idea.
All right. So when we come back after the break, I promise that we are going to do a fun feature we've never done before called Flippers That Flop. Things that flippers have done in repairing or renovating that you say, oh my God. Now, some of these were just little honest mistakes, but some of these you're wondering, you just go and you shake your head and say, how on earth did they do this? Now, a lot of these things are fixable. They're easy to fix. So it's not like you don't buy the house, but they're just like, how on earth did you do this?
Right.
So stay with us. You're going to enjoy this segment. Oh, do we have a caller, Alan? No, we don't have a caller. Okay, so stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back. We're also going to answer your questions, 222-8255. We will be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A federal judge is taking new steps to reunite immigrant parents and children who were separated at the southern U.S. border. He has expanded his authority to potentially thousands more children who were separated at the border earlier during the Trump administration. Potentially dangerous weather in the southeastern U.S. today comes a week after tornadoes ripped through the region. Yesterday, inside a Baptist church, President Trump met with survivors of Alabama's deadly tornado, as well as first responders. The Texas legislature is reviving efforts similar to those blocked in the U.S. Senate last month that would punish doctors who don't try to save the life of infants born alive during abortions. The bill is one of the first pro-life measures to be considered this year in Texas, although it has some differences from the measure that was discussed in Congress. This is SRN News.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, March 15th at 8 p.m., see and hear Elton John in concert, Farewell, Yellow Brick Road, at Veterans Memorial Arena. Friday, March 15th at 8 p.m., the Jacksonville Symphony presents Verdi's Requiem at the Jacoby Symphony Hall. And Saturday, March 16th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024 and use promo code WBOB. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs, to bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post, ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about this.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Good looking weekend with mostly sunny skies. Today, highs of 81, mostly cloudy tonight, down to 63. Sunday, partly sunny, high 86. Partly cloudy Sunday night, down to 63. And about a 20% chance of rain both Monday night, partly sunny on Monday, high 82. Mostly cloudy Monday night, down to 61.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying tuned with us during our station break. This is such a beautiful, beautiful Saturday. I'm so glad all of you can enjoy this weather today. Think of all the people that are at the Gate River Run. Such an exciting, beautiful weather day for that. And, you know, it doesn't really matter what you're interested in. This fabulous part of Florida, Northeast Florida, doesn't matter what county you're in, what city you're in, whether you're at the beach, Middleburg, Amelia Island, St. Augustine, Jacksonville, it doesn't matter. you're enjoying gorgeous weather today, and there's something for everyone. If you want to be outside at the river run or at the beach, you can just go there. No restrictions. Imagine what it's like if you lived up north and it's snowing. The people I talked to from Ohio yesterday, they're like, yeah, it's snowing tomorrow. My kids are always stuck inside. Like, oh, yeah, it's not going to be like that here.
Yeah,
it's
come on down.
It's going to be completely different. It is a fantastic lifestyle.
We'll show you some beautiful homes.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to talk about flippers that flop. All right. These are things that we have seen over the years in some houses that have been renovated. Sometimes they're renovated that, you know, newly on the market. And sometimes there are things that just in houses that are, you know, not been renovated, but just people have been living with. So here's the first one. A water heater installed with the hot and cold water reversed. Now, this was in a flip, actually, that we saw recently. So when you turn on the hot water in any of the other appliances, what comes out?
Cold water.
Oh, my.
What happens when you hit the cold, which you think you're going to do most of the time? What comes out? Warm water.
Interesting.
Just bad. Bad idea.
Just bad. Now, here's another interesting part about that. Usually on the top of a hot water heater, it's not a hot water heater, it's a water heater, there's a shutoff valve.
Yes.
Which allows you to change the hot water heater. So if you ever had to change that, then it wouldn't shut off the water. You'd have to go to the outside because it's on the wrong place. So it wouldn't shut off the water that's coming into the water heater. It would only shut off the water that's going from the water heater.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you started to cut the pipe to disconnect, water would start spurting out of there. Anyway, so that was an interesting one.
That one needed to be fixed.
That one definitely needed to fix. Another one that we see very often is that faucets and showers, they connected the hot and cold in reverse.
Yeah, that's pretty common, actually.
Yeah, and it's not that terrible. People get to, people just learn that over time to just turn it
they
the
do.
Other way.
Sometimes people live with it, or they could call a plumber and have it changed.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about the next one?
Toilets connected to hot water lines.
Now,
that's
a
waste.
That's
an interesting one, right? That is just a waste of
total
energy.
Waste.
Yes.
One we see a lot, and this is not necessarily just on flips, but on people that are replacing their dishwasher,
yes,
is that dishwashers need to be connected not only to water and to electricity, but they need to be connected to the underside of the cabinet.
The countertop.
That's right. So that when you open the door, the body of the dishwasher
forward. Doesn't
tilt out.
Yes.
So we see that often.
Yes.
All right.
This is one that's kind of funny to me. When you see a built-in microwave oven and it doesn't have a plug installed, therefore there's no power to it.
Yeah, remember we went into a house and there was a plug that was coming down from the bottom and went over 4 feet and plugged into just
the wall.
The wall.
Yeah.
It's like, how could they do this?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
How about a dryer vent, you know, the dryer was in the house, and they vented it into the garage. So I've seen that many times. All that moisture goes into
your
garage.
And the lint, too.
Yeah. Or goes into the attic and not vented to the outside. You don't want moisture in your attic. It needs to go to the outside.
Water is not our friend. I keep saying that. We love water. It's pretty to look at. We like to enjoy it, but it's not our friend in your home. You have to maintain it, correct it. If it's not proper, fix it.
Yeah.
Do not live with things that aren't right because it will damage your home.
Yeah. This one I've only seen once, and I got such a kick out of it. You know how interior doors, the doorknob is about two-thirds of the way down, right? Somebody installed a door. So they were just replacing the door, not the whole door frame. They installed it upside down.
So it's up high?
So the doorknob was two-thirds of the way up instead of two-thirds of the way down.
Well, maybe they had little kids and they didn't want them to be able to reach it.
I don't know.
Maybe they did it on purpose. I'm trying to give the benefit of the doubt instead of thinking that someone didn't know how to do that properly. Right?
Yeah. Speaking of doors,
yes.
This one happens a lot.
It does happen.
It happens an awful lot. It's not terrible, and it's easily fixable. So when they replaced the interior doors, because some old houses just have a flat panel on the interior doors, but the newer doors have, you know, six panels on them.
Right.
They're installed over new carpet, and they didn't trim the doors on the bottom so that you can't open or close them without dragging on the carpet.
That's annoying.
It is annoying.
It is annoying.
And it can ruin the carpet, and you just take the doors off, and you trim them half inch, three quarters of an inch, whatever. But it happens very, very frequently.
Yes.
This next one is so funny. We saw it in a couple of houses. So when you're renovating a house, sometimes you move some rooms around or enclose. You put a bigger, nicer air conditioner in.
That's it. It's putting in the bigger, nicer air conditioner.
Happened so,
at your son's house.
That's right.
Yeah.
It is. So they put in a new air conditioner and then enclosed it in a closet. So they put the air conditioner in. They made a closet, but they made the closet door too small. In fact, they made it so that the next time that you have to replace the air conditioner, you won't be able to get the air conditioner out because the door is smaller than the air conditioner.
Right.
And not only that, you can't change the filter because the filter has a slide-out filter in the bottom. It's smaller than the doorway.
Yeah, and so you can't get it out. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Design flaw for sure.
Yeah. How about installing bedroom doors so they don't open into the house, into the bedroom, they open to the outside?
That is so bizarre to me.
And the same thing with door handles. You know how you're supposed to make the door handle so that you can lock it from the inside?
Yes.
People put the locks so that the lock is on the outside.
That's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Oh, my. And there's more. I know that you guys are smiling and shaking your heads and saying, how do they do that? Well, you know, when you, this is one of my favorite ones. You know, when you order a door, whether it's an inside door or an outside door, you have to tell Lowe's or Home Depot, or you have to, when you door it with the frame, you have to say whether it's a left-hand door or a right-hand door and how you want it to open, left or right. Well, somebody ordered an outside door. It was a front door. So apparently they didn't order it properly. So what happened was they spent a lot of money, of course, to order this whole big fancy door. Outside doors are expensive. They ordered it the wrong way. And here's
what
they did.
But do you know why?
Well, here's what they did. They ordered it the wrong way. And they didn't want to spend the money to order it the right way. So now instead of it opening to the inside, they ordered it so the front door opens to the outside.
Okay, but there was a period in time.
Yes.
Okay, when the builders were told by hurricane codes, basically, for the state, that if you were east of I-95 and you were building, you had to have the doors on the outside so that the wind could not blow them in. Does that make sense? And there was had to be hurricane shutters for the windows. So we just did a condo last week that we sold that the door opens to the outside, and that's the first thing the buyer said, that's weird. And then it has all these shutters, but not all the buildings in that community did, because very quickly the builders said, we don't want to build like this. We don't think this is necessary. And they got the law repealed. So
interesting.
Yes. So you will find houses where doors open pulling out.
Wow.
But you have to have a special locking pin, because otherwise someone could just take your hinges off and break in your house. Yeah.
Well, that's a great story. Hey, when we come back, we got a few more of these to make you smile. Here's one here that is really, really interesting. I'll just tell you what it is. installing a window upside down. Hey, stay with us. We've got a few more. We'll be right back. Stay with us after the break.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
You're walking those.
We're laughing too hard to come back on. That's silly.
All right. We are so back.
Did you finish with your stories? The upside down window was just a hoot. How could that even happen?
I don't know.
They shouldn't even be allowed to be installed upside down.
Well, they're not allowed to be installed.
Well, somebody figured out how to do it.
I don't know. There are a couple more that I just got to tell you about.
I think those worker bees must be drinking their lunch or something.
I don't know. Another one was putting in an additional bath but didn't install a vent.
Ooh,
you
that's
gotta
not good.
Put
yeah,
in
I gotta
a
have the vent,
vent, people. Now, it, you know,
there's
used to
codes
be,
on this.
Well, now there are.
You have a window or a vent, one or the other.
Right.
It's been there for years and years and years, since the 80s.
Another one is they painted the electrical panel and the hinges, and now it's shut. So you got to take like a utility knife and cut around it to open
crazy.
It. Now, here's one of my favorite ones.
Which one?
So somebody made a new closet in a room. So they created a room that was a bedroom, and they made a closet. Now, closets need to be deep enough so that you can put things in, right?
Like a hanger.
Well, they made it only 14 inches deep. I don't know how many inches deep it was. But if you put a hanger in there, you couldn't close the bifold doors.
What?
Because it was 2 inches shorter than the hanger.
That's ridiculous.
And it was supposed to be a closet for hanging clothes. It was the only closet in the bedroom.
Hey, Howard, what does the meme on Facebook say? You only had one job to do.
So it was a bifold door. It was amazing. Now here's the funny part: they had hangers in there to demonstrate that it was a closed closet, And it was bifold
doors. But then
doors.
You couldn't close the doors.
You couldn't close the door.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was like 2 inches too short.
That's crazy.
I couldn't believe it.
That feels like they took a different type of closet, at maybe a wet bar or something, and turned it into a closet.
One more like that, which was a laundry closet, and they decided to put bifold doors on it. But the bifold door opening was not big enough to put both machines in there. You could slide one in there. But then how do you get the other one in? It has to be wide enough to put both machines in.
Yes, of course.
Wasn't it wide enough. Couldn't get it in.
It's like
you could lift one up 3 feet over the machine.
Well, you have to be pretty strong to do that then, don't you? Yeah. There's usually closets, not closets, but cabinets or something up above where washer and dryers are in a closet. So,
but still,
that would be hard to lift it up and drop it in.
Yeah. No way that you could put two machines in this.
Crazy.
In this closet. The closet was wide enough, but the doorway wasn't wide enough to put two machines in. Unbelievable what some people do. Anyway, we thought you would have fun listening to those things. And again, a lot of these things don't mean that you don't buy the house.
It means you go back to the seller
and say, look, I'm not going to buy this house unless you do this. You're going to have to fix it for me, or you're going to have to fix it for the next person. The important thing is this. Have a realtor with you that knows what they're doing to recognize these things, and or have a home inspector that realizes these things as well. By the way, we have a new home inspector that we recommend that is the most talented and most knowledgeable person that we have ever worked with. And we have worked with a number of home inspectors over the years. William Chandler of Property 360 is
Dynamite.
By far the most knowledgeable person that we have ever met. We spent a couple of hours with him the other day, and it's like our mouths were open to things that he was telling us about some of the things that he has found.
You know what the first thing was that really impressed me? That was just off the thing is so many home inspectors we meet, it is their second career. They've done something else in their lifetime. Sometimes maybe they were an electrician and now they want to be a home inspector. Well, when you do business with them, you see that their strength is in electricity and it's not as strong in all the other categories. This fellow was a builder and he's personally built over 1,000 houses himself. Okay. But the interesting thing is he has 3 college degrees and they actually are in building. They're in construction. He is a general contractor. It is what he does. He also has a bug company. And so one of his pest controls. And one of his degrees is, I say the word wrong all the time.
Entomology.
Yes. And I don't remember the third one, but it was all related to what he's actually doing, which was kind of cool to me because sometimes you see people who have nothing related to home inspections. They just think, oh, that sounds like a fun job. I like that type of work. And so they go and get certification or whatever. But it is not the same experience being brought to the table as someone who was a builder for 30-something years.
Yeah, his company is called Property 360, and he's at thebuildinginspector.net. And he's very, very reasonably priced.
Yes. Yes. And you know what? That's what people need. It's so expensive to buy a home. And then, you know, after they buy it, they've got to decorate it. They've got to move in. I mean, there's so many expenses involved with buying a home. It's important. One of the most important things they're going to do is have the house inspected. You want someone who knows what they're doing and who's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. So we are thrilled to be connected with him.
Yeah, he's going to be on the show next week.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, does that mean I don't have to come?
Oh, you have to
come. Can I take the day off?
No. His number, in case you want to call him, is 855-932-3784. You know what it's time for?
Yes, sir.
Is right.
Hot.
I'm going to be sitting on the back porch of this house today. It's on the water. I'm going to be looking for manatees off of their dock today. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to be at River Falls on the Trout River, a custom-built home. You know, I think we're getting an offer on this house today, but we shall see. 2,600 feet.
I don't like when you do that. Sometimes I think it jinxes it. Okay, so, come out and see the house. You have a shot. We do not have a contract in hand. Come see the house today.
Well, it might be from somebody that comes to the open house.
Well, there you go.
Okay. It's 4 bedrooms. 3 baths. One of the bedrooms is upstairs, and one of the bathrooms is upstairs.
Plus a huge bonus room.
Open floor plan. The house is raised to minimize flood potential. There are loads of built-ins, loads of cabinet space, great curb appeal, high ceilings, screen lanai. This is not a cookie-cutter house. There's a master closet system. There's a closet system in the master, I should say. Coffered ceiling in the living room. We've even got a picture of Mama and Baby Manatee right behind the property. It's $400,000. I'm going to be there today, 11:30 to 2:30. It's at 6658 River Falls Drive. Come and see me. You want to talk about the next open house?
Well, I'm going to be tomorrow, not today, but tomorrow at 2461 Stony Glen. That's in Eagle Harbor. This is a Koppenbarger built home who I happen to adore, his construction. 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms. It actually could be 6 bedrooms if you wanted it to be. There's another room off by itself and a huge closet that is outside of that in a hallway. You could convert that to a 6-bedroom. But technically, right now, it's a 5-bedroom, 4-bath, 3,379 square feet, has a formal living room, a family room that has this cool fireplace and a really beautiful window over it, has a lanai plus a patio. Upstairs, there's 1 bedroom with a bathroom. It is not the master, just so people know that. I would send my teenager up there or something. And then the kitchen is completely brand new. New white shaker cabinets, granite. It's got a walk-in pantry. There are tile and wood floors throughout. There's beautiful windows, high ceilings, just great curb appeal. And to be part of the Eagle Harbor community, it's wonderful. I'll be there tomorrow from 2 to 4.
Me too.
Yeah, you're coming too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I can't leave you alone. You know, you never know what you'll do.
I don't even know how to take that. But anyway, this one's priced at $379.9. It is priced very, very well.
It is. By the way, that has a lanai and a patio.
I said that.
On a preserved lot.
Once again, you prove you're not listening to me.
Oh, you know.
I had this recorded 2 hours. That's because
the Van Wees are here. And I look over
you,
at
right?
them looking for a thumbs up or thumbs down or thumbs sideways. What
how
are the Van Wees
go?
Doing? Oh, they're not paying attention to me either. Oh, well.
Well,
you're going to have to listen to them. And by the way, tune in tonight to Bill Hay and I'm Speaking Plainly from 6 to 9. We'll be talking to some candidates about all the elections that are coming up.
Get out and vote.
All right. If you need a professional on your side in real estate, that would be us. Call Angela after the show, 465-3845. Call me at 687-8161. We want you to be the best prepared buyer or seller that you can be. We're going to be back with you next week, of course, live as usual with our new sponsor and entomologist. That's a mouthful, right, Angela?
Yes.
This guy has great stories. He himself has done 20,000 home inspections. Himself. Not his company, he himself. Amazing. Great story. Stay with us, everybody. Have a great week. The Van Wees are here, and we'll tell you what's been going on. Stay tuned, everybody. Have a great week.